we're back. It's the old Kung Fu Kings of Geekdom, your best favorite podcast you've ever listened to in your life. And this week,
best ever.
I'm bringing it to you live. It's me, James Halleck, your old friend, and I've got some other hosts on the show with me. Not joining us this week, Jake Smith, unfortunately, had to leave the country.
Yeah, he's being pursued by the law. If you find him, please contact your local authorities. Please, and call me.
Jake,
I'm missing.
We care about you.
I can't believe that he's not here.
Well, he's in Belize.
Oh, nice, yeah. Hiram.
Yeah, I've been here all week.
All right, I'm joined, obviously, by Hiram Corbett. The America's favorite, America's treasure, America's sweetheart, Hiram Corbett. I'm also joined by Logan Smith.
Yes.
I don't have a nickname for you, sorry.
No, it's fine, we'll think of one.
Logan Custer's from Custer's Last Stand.
The famously, yeah, if you've seen Custer's Last Stand, that was me, I did that, yeah.
Alright, so let's jump into it, right guys? Let's just hop right in. So, in terms of news this week, there wasn't a whole lot. This
not
was kind
really,
of a
yeah.
slow week. I mean, there was a new Jumanji trailer this morning.
Saw that.
Man, I want to see it. I really want to see that movie.
You want to see it? I thought it looked questionable.
I mean, so what is it? So, like, I watched it. So, they're going in a video game? It's a video game?
Yeah. The thing is, I like everyone who's in that movie. I like The Rock. I like Karen Gillian. I like Jack Black. Lots of people don't. They're wrong. Jack Black's great, and I like Kevin Hart.
Jack Black.
Kevin Hart's all right,
Kevin
but
Hart,
I like him.
Yeah, he has his movies.
Yeah, he has
Kevin
his
Hart's,
moments.
Kevin Hart's a very overrated comedian.
Yeah.
Ooh, shots fired by Hiram.
I mean, I got
Sorry.
But yeah, so I don't know how to feel about that one. Also, the big joke in the trailer when Jack Black gets like eaten by that hippopotamus. Was like looked gross, not in like a good way, in like a like bad CGI way. I was like, what's happening?
I don't know. I'm not too excited.
I mean, I don't know. I'll still see it
if it's good. Awesome, but
I'm gonna wait for the reviews on that.
I'm a big fan of the original, so
me
I'm
too.
Not like too amped about them replacing it.
It doesn't really seem like it fits with what Robin Williams described. He was like, it's the most terrifying place you've ever been.
And they're just
like running
bad CGI hippopotamuses.
Yeah,
he's
that's
like,
what he should
hippos
have said.
Everywhere.
He should have said there's bad CGI hippopotamuses.
Say that. If you rewatch Jumanji, that was them, like a little Easter egg you can get, where he said, oh yeah, it was terrible. There were CGI hippopotamuses.
Yeah, he's like, you think these monkeys are bad?
just wait until the hippos.
But yeah, what are your thoughts, Hiram?
It looks nothing like the original Jumanji, like nothing.
Yeah.
Which I guess, I mean, I don't know. It's
at least
kind of
they're
a
doing
plus.
Their own thing.
Yeah, I'd rather them do this than do like the be like it's the same movie. Like they just have more kids and a board game and like.
And Dwayne Johnson.
Dwayne Johnson comes out with a beard and he's like, "What year is it?"
Yeah. So wait. So if they're going,
yeah, because you know it's gonna be like a dumb movie, but like at least I wanted to be like a fun dumb one, like Dwayne Johnson and like Kevin and Jack Black. So
yeah.
I don't know. I'm counting my blessings with this one.
Yeah. I mean, I'm definitely going to see it, of course. I mean, they already have my money.
They already have it. It's locked up. They've got my money.
They've all got my money.
But that's it. That's really like I can't think of... Oh, yeah.
Well,
the trailer for The Great Showman. Do you guys see that?
Oh, I didn't see it. I saw like a teaser thing for it. But
I saw part of the trailer, and I'm really excited for what's to come.
I watched the whole trailer. I didn't dislike the song they played in it, but I wasn't, like, over the moon about it. I think that's going to be one of the songs actually sung in the movie. But it makes me happy. I like because I like Hugh Jackman does everything. Because he's Wolverine. He just was in Logan, which was, like, a gritty R-rated movie. It was, like, super sad. And now he's going to be in, like, this musical where he sings and dances around. He has a musical theater background.
No, I know he started.
Yeah, this
like,
is a musical.
I didn't know that was a musical.
Yeah.
Okay, I haven't heard a
he's
lot of
He's in Les Mis, too.
Oh, I know he was in Les Mis.
Which is where
like,
he...
I think James...
He was in Newsies,
was
like, the play of it.
The play.
Before he was in movies, before he did X-Men, he was on Broadway doing, like, Newsies and stuff.
No way.
Yeah.
I have to find that.
Yeah, like, when he did his audition for Wolverine, he was in his Newsies costume. and he did like a thick Southern accent because he didn't know how to do a American accent.
That's
fun
crazy.
Fact for you.
Wow, pretty Logan, fun, Logan, bringing factual. Those fun facts.
I have them all written down on my hand.
Fun facts with Logan Smith.
Boom, coming at you.
Hey guys, your old pal Seable here.
You still use that sound?
Yep. All right. So I think
it's like we need communism.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's that video. Is that kid talking? It's like this 8-year-old talking about why we need communism. But Hiram, what did you think of the Great Showman trailer?
I think I don't know. I'm questioning it. But like I'm gonna see it anyway. It already has my money automatically because it's a musical. So
yeah, that's true.
You know.
Same.
It's kind of jarring to see. It's kind of jarring to see like Hugh Jackman in another musical, despite his musical background.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I'm gonna like it anyway.
I will too.
We'll see.
Well, I'll be harsh on it because I'm not a huge musical fan. But if it's good, then I can be easily swayed. Not easily, but
that's
you know.
That's the thing. Me and James are like real like musical fans.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, I'm not. I feel like yeah. I'm more harsh on musicals for some reason. I don't know why.
But they have the most magic. Right. Didn't you see
La La Land? Didn't it melt
La
your
La
heart?
It was really good. I loved
yeah.
that movie.
It was
I feel
excellent.
Like that was the general consensus
yeah.
with everybody.
Except for when people got mad. We won't get into that. People like to find problems with that movie just because they didn't want it to win Best Picture. So they,
well, I get. I mean, I understand that. I mean, yeah. It's
yeah.
People are dumb. Talking to you, you know who you are.
Yeah. There was a lot of controversy. People were like, it's just white people. And I'm like, there's like 3 characters in the movie and one of them's a black guy.
Yeah. I don't know.
But,
I don't think that should be the problem you have
yeah.
with it. I mean,
I don't know. It's just a movie for people who want to be happy. And
yeah.
if you don't want to be happy, then don't watch the movie.
Picture,
it didn't.
So you guys need to stop.
Yeah.
People who's complaining, stop complaining.
Let me like my movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Moonlight was good too.
Moonlight was great. I love that movie.
But, all right.
La La Land was. They're totally different movies. That's
yeah.
the thing. You can't compare them. They're not in the same category at
yeah.
all.
But I love musicals. I like all of them. I like it. I think that when you match music.
All
with,
of them? You like
not,
every musical?
Well, I haven't seen a musical that I just, like, flat out hated yet.
Did you see Phantom of the Opera?
No.
With Gerard Butler?
Oh, no.
That movie's pretty bad.
Well, it's the one that
I
like. What?
I haven't seen Phantom of the Opera, but I'm not really too big of a fan of the movie Rent.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah?
Did you get it from a Blockbuster?
No, I think the first one fit.
No, James!
Alright, I haven't seen Rent either. There's a lot of musicals I haven't seen, but I like how in old movies, a lot of them are just musicals for no reason.
Yeah.
Like, out of nowhere, like Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Is
like,
loved,
what in the world?
Okay, I love Chitty
yeah.
Chitty Bang
Me
Bang.
Me too.
I
love
it. But it didn't
movie.
Need to be a musical, but it made it more magical.
My favorite part of that movie is that isn't, like, everyone's British, but then, like, Dick Van Dyke is just, like, doesn't even try to do a British accent. He's
I feel like that
American.
Was, like, his contract. He's like, I don't do British accents.
I don't
They're
do
like,
it.
Please,
Same Dick. With Mary Poppins. He's like, yo, it's just me.
It's like, you're paying for me. Okay, I'm just going to talk. That's the most effort I'm going to do.
They're like, all right, fine, I guess.
All right, Dick.
He's like, what'd you say? Oh, it's just your name. Oh,
it's
sorry.
Your name. But you said that in a very harsh tone.
But he's, yeah. Dick Van Dyke, what a guy.
What a,
he didn't
what a
sing
legend.
When he was in Night at the Museum. I was disappointed.
Who's he in Night at the Museum?
He was the janitor.
That's right. Oh, I haven't seen that movie in forever. Yeah. That wasn't a musical?
No, I'm pretty sure it was not a musical.
Ben Stiller didn't sing.
But yeah, I don't know. I think the musical I've seen that I liked the least was probably the new Into the Woods movie. I wasn't crazy about, but
oh,
I still
really?
Enjoyed
a lot
it.
Of people liked it.
Yeah, but I was in Into the Woods in middle school, and so I know all the songs.
Okay.
And like they did something. I don't have a lot of music knowledge, so I apologize to our music fans out there. I'm about to say this. Because it's probably all inaccurate terms, but like, it bugs me because I know the songs and I know in pretty much every single part where they're supposed to like hold out a note,
mm-hmm.
and that's a lot of times where like the emotion comes in. They would cut it really short for like to make it sound like more fun or something, and that just really did not work for me. And they do that a lot in newer musicals, and it really like they did that. to a lot of the songs in the new Beauty and the Beast live action one. They did that a lot in that one,
too. I didn't see that. I forgot that came out. How was that, by the way?
It was good. Okay. I own it now. I liked it.
Oh, you own it? You have it on Blu-ray?
Yeah.
Nice.
So you can borrow it if you ever want to watch it.
If you ever want to watch Emma Watson.
Yeah.
Is she French?
She does a British accent,
okay,
and not a French accent. Also, she's very auto-tuned, which was distracting, but...
What? She's yeah. auto-tuned?
Oh, yeah. And Ewan McGregor's French accent is pretty bad, but his singing is really good, so
like
it's okay.
Like T-Pain level auto-tune?
Oh, no, not that bad.
Okay.
It isn't, but it's like that would make like my sister, really interesting. Like, my younger sister didn't think she was auto-tuned. She didn't notice, but, like, if you know what auto-tune sounds like,
it's
then
very noticeable.
You can notice it. Okay. But, which doesn't make any sense.
She like Kanye West level auto-tune.
Oh, okay.
Kanye West right. level. Not T-Pain. Thank you, Hiram. But yeah, I don't know. Have you seen Moulin Rouge?
No, I haven't.
That one's great.
Okay.
That one's, because that one's super weird.
Really?
It's like a really strange, like the style of it is just ridiculous.
Who's in that?
Ewan McGregor. And, yeah, he sings, and he's amazing.
Is this on anything?
I have it. You can borrow
okay.
it.
Okay. I know what I'm going to be watching later.
Yeah, I'll literally lend it to you today, because I'm not going to take that with me out of town.
Okay.
But, no, he's great. And who else is in it? Nicole Kidman. It's them. They're the two leads.
Okay.
And it's got, like, a lot of people you would recognize in it. A lot of What's Harry it about? Potter actors. It's about a guy who's, like... It's about a British guy who moves to France or to Paris to like find inspiration for his writing because mm-hmm. he's a writer, and he like falls in love with this like lady who's like she's like a prostitute pretty much but like a courtesan, you know, one of the fancier mm-hmm. ones.
Okay.
And
like my aunt.
So he's like yeah so what?
What? Oh no, then keep going.
so then he's like. But she's, like, betrothed to someone else already, and so they, like, kind of have to, like, hide their relationship through, like, making this musical together.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's really weird. It's a Baz Luhrmann movie.
Oh, okay. So,
it's,
yeah,
like, one of his first ones. And,
how old is this?
It's, like, early 2000s.
I don't know. Okay.
Early 2000s.
Yeah. It's great.
Oh, it's a title.
The music in it, and also the songs in it, I think the correct term is jukebox musical, which is where all the songs in it are made up from lyrics of pre-existing songs. Mm-hmm. Like the whole song the both of them sing, that's like the love song of the movie, is all just taken from verses of like hit like pop love songs from like the 80s and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And it's really good. And so like all the songs in the movie, I think there's the one song that's like their song that they like reprise a bunch of times is like actually an original song.
Mm-hmm.
But all the other ones, I mean, they're all original, but they're all like taken from
like little parts have.
Yeah.
From okay, cool. Yeah. Awesome.
It's cool. It's really neat. I like it. Anyway, though, that's really all I can remember of news from this week.
Baby Driver came out.
Oh, you saw Baby Driver. Wait, Hiram, what were you going to say?
Well, yeah.
You know the embargo of the Spider-Man reviews are up, and the Spider-Man Homecoming reviews
excellent.
Are in.
Yeah, and they're excellent.
Are they good?
Yeah.
Good.
People love it.
All right, awesome.
Which is a huge relief.
Yeah, because I was a bit worried.
Yeah.
I mean, I knew it was going to be good, but it was like, because it's Marvel, they're doing really great with all their movies. Like, all of their movies are awesome.
Well, like, I also heard that, like, Michael Keaton's a very great villain.
Yeah,
which, like,
reprising his role as Birdman.
Yeah, you don't hear you don't hear that the villain is good in Marvel movies very often, you know?
Mm. And it's also Michael Keaton. Michael Keaton's awesome. I love him.
His third bird-related hero.
Yeah.
Or a super comic book-type character.
The Batman Returns.
Yeah.
This time he's fighting Spider-Man. He's a bad guy. It's Batman's gone crazy.
He's a bat, and then he's Birdman, and then he's
the vulture. Yeah.
He could never be like the horse or something that's ground.
It has to have wings. It has to be some airborne. What's the term?
It's like, can you play the rhino? It's like, no, rhino doesn't have wings.
He's like, if you make rhino have wings, then maybe.
It's in my contract.
Don't you understand? If I play anything superhero related, it has to be bird. I love birds.
I love birds. His house is just filled with birds. He watched Iron Man 2 and the villain that was like, where's my bird? All the time. He's like, this is the best villain Marvel has ever had. Whiplash.
Michael Keaton hates Dumb and Dumber when they cut off Petey's head. Made him cry.
He hates it. He loves the movie Rio.
He's like, every time he sees Jesse Eisenberg, he says, I just have to remind you, Jesse, I loved Rio.
He's like, Michael, you've told me dozens of times.
We talk about this every time we see each other. He's like, I just have to tell you how unparalleled Rio 2 is.
Yeah. Rio 2. All right.
Rio 2.
So Logan saw Baby Driver.
Yeah.
Tell us about that spoilers.
Okay, that's going to be difficult. But it was amazing. I suggest you go see it. It's my new favorite Edgar Wright movie.
Whoa. Right now.
Wow.
But that's like, I'm biased though, because it was like, I was talking to Jake afterwards and he was like, oh, it's not my favorite, but I'm kind of biased because it's like a heist movie and I like.
Yeah, you like heists.
Yeah.
And, I feel like it's going to get me because I'm a sucker for things, like, happening on the beat of the music.
Yeah. That's the cool thing. Yeah. So the whole movie is through his ear, so there's always background music through the entire thing. Because he's always listening to music, and then when, like, people take it out, it's like, then the music stops, and then he puts it back in, and it continues.
Yeah.
So it's all through his ears, which is really cool.
That's awesome.
And the soundtrack's amazing.
I need to see that.
That is really cool.
Did you guys know it took place in Atlanta? Like, the movie takes place in Atlanta?
Oh, no, I didn't.
Yeah, because they filmed it there, so they just decided, yeah, we'll have it take place, actually, there.
Atlantis?
Yeah, Atlantis.
I didn't know that.
With Jason Momoa.
Yeah.
That was awesome, man.
Well, what do you guys think? You want to jump into those picks?
Let's do it. Jump on in.
All right, let's play the picks.
Let's do it.
Let's play the picks theme.
My wife walked down the aisle to that song.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How was the wedding?
I didn't know our picks had a key.
All right.
Yeah, sorry about your divorce.
No, I'm not.
All right. I'll go first. My pick this week was The Naked Gun. Mm-hmm. One of my all-time favorite comedies. I really love this movie. I think it was like one of the spoof movies when they were at the height of their power, which are like my favorite genre of like comedies or spoof movies. I think they don't really get enough respect because making a good spoof movie, as recent years have taught us, is one of the most difficult types of comedies to make.
Yeah.
Because it's like you either have it or you don't. Like you can't like I feel like you can't like learn to make a good spoof movie. And also it's like you can't take shortcuts. Like you have to jam pack it with jokes. It has to be smart. Like that's what a lot of people forget nowadays.
It has to be smart.
Like the scary movie 12 or whatever. You watch them and you're like, these are like the laziest jokes. No offense if anyone who works on those movies is listening. Like the first two are good.
Yeah.
But like the jokes are all just always so lazy. And there's all these movies that's like Meet the Spartans, and like I watched The Starving Games, which is a spoof of The Hunger Games.
Why'd you watch that?
I just thought there was a chance.
I saw that on Netflix, and I was like, no, not another one.
I thought there was a chance it might be good. It was not. It was terrible.
Movies like Disaster Movie.
Yeah. It's like Disaster Movie, and those are just so bad. And the thing is like you have to be spoofing more than one specific movie. You have to spoof a genre, and you can't. Yeah. Just be like, it's a spoof of The Hunger Games. We got them this time, boys.
Well, it makes, like, really obvious jokes. And then, like, in, like, 5 years, people aren't... Not 5 years, but, like, down the road, like, people aren't going to get the humor.
Exactly. They're always topical jokes, and those are the worst to put in your movies. Like, if you watch... You can get, like, a 12-year-old and sit him down and show him The Naked Gun, or sit him down and show him Airplane, or,
and
like...
they'll think it's hysterical.
Yeah, or those Mel Brooks movies.
Yeah.
They'll think it's hysterical, because all the jokes still land because they're all like based on what's internally in the movie.
Mm. They're timeless.
Yeah.
These jokes.
They're timeless.
Timeless. But yeah, no, The Naked Gun.
That's what makes comedy more original.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. So which one is your favorite? Do you like The Naked Gun or the sequels?
I definitely don't like the third one the best.
No, the third one, no, I don't like
the third one. Starts out really strong, though, with that scene.
I think you didn't like the fully clothed gun. sorry, that was a bad one.
No, that was good.
You mean the scene where they're like, I practice safe sex.
Well, the first one's the naked gun. The second one is the kind of clothed, like, boxer's gun. And then the third one is the fully clothed, like, modest.
The modest gun. The modest gun is my favorite film.
So the first one's naked. Second one is the racy
gun. The racy gun.
The racy gun. Like, ooh, you're toting the line.
Yeah, they're towing the line.
Towing, yeah, not toting.
You don't
tow to the line.
No, I think I like the first one the best. I don't know. The second one has some really good jokes. The first and the second one are like equal to me. They're both.
It's called,
yeah?
Fucking, like. I'm going to make, like, a reboot of the franchise called Commando Gun.
Commando Gun?
Commando Gun.
You know, they actually talked a few years back. There was talk that they were going to do a reboot of the Naked Gun. I was like, you should wait on that until I'm old enough to do it.
Well,
thank you.
Have you seen Angie Tribeca?
I haven't, but I've been told I have to watch it.
The same exact humor. It's so funny. It's awesome.
Like, nowadays, a lot of the spoof stuff is, like, in different forms. Like, a lot of it's in animated form. Like, I would say, like, a lot of people consider the Lego Batman movie to sort of be a spoof movie of, like, Batman movies.
Yeah.
And, like, Wet Hot American Summer was, like, one of the last good spoof movies.
Yeah.
And then First Day of Camp.
A spoof movie?
Oh, yeah. Like, just the way the jokes are and stuff and how it's, like, wacky and, like, okay. There's no rules.
I always think that specifically, like, spoof movies, they're making fun of something.
Yeah.
Specific.
That was sort of making fun of, like, the teen, camp movies.
All right.
And then the First Day of Camp, their Netflix series, the, like, 10-episode series they did, was hilarious. And that came out, like, 2 years ago.
Mm. And
that was really good. They're doing another one.
Oh, they are?
Actually,
okay, awesome.
Yeah, trailer just came out for it. It's where they're all... It takes place, like, in, like, the 90s, and they all come back as a reunion, and, like, Paul Rudd has, like, a mullet, and it's, like, it's gonna be so good.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, it's gonna be so good. But, I don't know. Naked Gun, it just gets it for me. Like, what got me to watch that movie was, like, my friends, two of my best friends who I film stuff with all the time... Like, I had been making movies that were like it for a long time. Like, my movies are very spoofish.
Yeah.
And they were like, watch this one scene. And it was the scene where he, like, has to bribe the guy to like, give him information. Yeah. And the guy's like, did you see it? He's like, where's my partner? Did you see anything? He's like, I don't know. What's in it for me? And he hands him a 20. He's like, I don't know. I still don't know. He hands him another 10. He's like, all right. And he tells him, and then he's like, what do you need this information for? And Frank's like, I don't know if I should tell you what I need the information for. And he gives him a 20, and he's like, I'm still not sure. And he's like, can you spot me a 20? And he hands it back to him, and hands it back to him again. And he's like, how about now? All right, I'll tell you. It's just that kind of joke's like, I totally butchered it, but it's like...
No, it's really... Yeah,
in the movie, like, those types of jokes are just so good.
Yeah. Well, that's... Yeah, I have to... It's really, yeah, that movie's awesome. I love The Naked Gun.
Yeah.
I don't know, what do you prefer, that or Airplane?
I like The Naked Gun better, but I genuinely, like, I won't argue with anyone. I think Airplane might be a funnier movie.
Yeah, because I like Airplane.
Yeah,
but
most people do.
I think it's like what mood you're in. I like the last one I watch.
I like the style of The Naked Gun better. I like a good detective spoof is great, which is why I make them.
Oh, yeah,
plug for my
Derek.
Own stuff. Detective Derek is kind of like a big ripoff of the.
So it's a shout out to Derek. Shout out to the Detective Derek.
Yeah, shout out. Hiram was in it.
Oh,
check him out. Check out Hiram.
Check out Detective Derek.
But yeah,
on YouTube, just look up. I'm sure that's the first thing that pops up.
Oh, yeah.
There's no other Detective
Derek. If you search Detective Derek, it will be the first thing to pop up. Leave a comment. Say, Kung Fu Kings of Geekdom brought me here, and I'll read your comment. I swear to God.
He'll read it to himself.
I'll read it to myself. I might respond. You'll never know. Well, you'll know if I respond to it. All right. That movie's amazing. Let's move on to the next one. Which one of you guys wants to go next?
Hiram, you want to go? You got yours? Because I'm representing Jake's.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, White Chicks. This is White Chicks.
Ever popular theme of White Chicks.
Alright, let's talk about White Chicks.
I literally, like, I'd seen it before. I watched it again today. Yeah, I love that movie. That movie's awesome. Hiram, you want to talk about it?
Yeah, see, like, it's one of those movies where, like, you know it's bad, but you can't help but love it because it has a charm. It's like the Wayans Brothers, but it's like,
yeah.
I don't know, it has a weird charm to it that you can't deny.
Well, it, like, doesn't hide the fact that it's bad. Like, it accepts it, and it's just like, let's just get to the jokes.
And that's good.
Yeah.
That's good when a movie can do that.
Yeah.
The Wayans brothers made a lot of really bad spoof movies.
Yeah, but...
But this movie is
good.
White
Chicks was great.
White Chicks is good. From the very beginning, I was like, what am I getting myself into? When it, like, jams music and says White Chicks, and then it's, like, that classic, like, 90s, early 2000s, like, helicopter shot of the city that like starts it off. I'm like, what's about to happen? They're like dressed, they're in that like convenience store, like jumping around and being weird, and I'm like, this is about to be quite the experience.
No, I knew from that scene, I was like, I'm fine, this is good. I'm gonna be good, this is a great movie.
Because I told Margaret, or my sister Margaret, name drop Margaret,
we'll bleep out the name.
Well, right before watched this, I was like, I've heard that it's hilarious, but I've also heard that it's really bad. And so if it's both, I'm really going to enjoy it.
I don't know. Yeah. Like, people, everyone accepts that it's bad, but
they
really
still
funny.
Like it.
Yeah.
Like National Treasure.
National, that's not bad. That's just a great film.
Yeah, I really like
Anything
National
with
Treasure.
Nicolas Cage, I'm sold.
We should, if don't I wish there was a third National Treasure movie, because then we could just have a National Treasure week.
You know why they call it National Treasure? Because Nicolas Cage is the National Treasure.
Whoa.
Twist. And Matt Shyamalan.
That was...
Hey, while Jake's not on this week, we should have our picks for next week. We should just have two for the next show, since we're not sure when we'll do it.
Yeah.
And we should just pick National Treasure 1 and 2.
That's fine. Or, have you guys seen,
Chicks?
Yeah, have you guys seen White Chicks? But yeah, no, or next week, you guys, if I'm on, you could do a Nicolas Cage themed picks.
The Cage week?
Because I was talking to Jake, and he was kidding, saying, oh yeah, that'd be cool, but I think you guys should actually do that.
Yeah, a Cage?
Yeah.
Cage marathon?
Cage marathon? You can't have too much Nicolas
Cage. We might have to do that. But which National
that
Treasure
sounds like
is
a good
the
idea,
best?
I personally don't really like Nicolas Cage, but that sounds like a really hilarious.
No, you don't watch Nicolas Cage the right way. You have to watch him the right way.
No. Clearly,
wait,
you're wrong.
What's the right way to watch Nicolas Cage?
Have you seen The Wicker Man?
Oh no.
Yes, I have.
That is an amazing movie if you watch it in the right way. You got to take it not seriously at all. Like, literally, I would watch it with my buddies, and we'd just be like, okay, this is going to be like a David Lynch movie.
Yeah,
just treat it like that, and it makes it 10 times better. And the whole second half of the movie, he's just beating up women. It's terrible. It's a terrible movie.
Wait, but which National Treasure is the best?
I don't know. Which one is it where he like yells at her? He's like, "Get in!" Like,
I think it's the first one.
Okay,
the first one is Boromir.
If we have a Nicolas Cage week, I call Ghost Rider.
Oh, of course.
No.
Wait, which one?
The first one, because I'm not watching that second one.
Oh, the second one's crazy. The second one's by the guys who did Crank.
Oh no!
So it's not the best, but it's weird. It's really strange.
Like exactly. Like, it's really strange. Like, the first one was already tough to get through, but like the second one is just like insane.
Don't give me a movie that's tough to get through. All right, we got to move on.
Yeah, we got to get back to White Chicks. Sorry,
we got to get back to White Chicks. All right, I had to say that it was really nice finally seeing where that Terry Crews scene I had been seeing for years on, like,
where he's in
Facebook.
The car.
Yeah, where it actually comes from.
Yeah.
Terry Crews is the best part of the movie.
The classic scene.
Oh, I love him in that movie.
Yeah.
I had that song stuck in my head all day today because
had, because of that movie.
It had the world's greatest Yo Mama sequence in that film. I gotta say,
Yo Mama.
That whole sequence was amazing.
yeah, this was an experience watching White Chicks.
I knew I wouldn't be disappointed. White Chicks is great.
I mean, after all this buildup, Hiram's. For those of you who don't know, Hiram's been trying to pick White Chicks for literally since the beginning of the podcast. Every week he almost picks White Chicks, and then he changes his mind at the last minute.
Yeah, why do you keep changing your mind, Hiram? This was a great movie.
Well, because, I mean, we've been doing, like, certain themed weeks, like Robert Rodriguez or, like, Indiana Jones. So it's like...
Robert Rodriguez directed White Chicks. It was hard to get back to,
like,
original
picks, like, yeah. at the time.
Well, Cops Week was obviously the... best time.
Yeah, Cop Week was Cop definitely week. The best. I was gonna choose
either Rush Hour or Lethal Weapon because I love those movies a bit more, but I'm like White Chicks, obviously.
It yeah. has to be White Chicks.
Yeah.
But
because when you think about great cop movies, you go to White Chicks.
You go to White Chicks. but
you go to White obviously.
I'd like to talk about last week's episode, Robert Rodriguez episode. I heard that you admitted to Jake that I had some good points. About Robert Rodriguez and how he's not good.
No, I totally understand your point of view because, like, I really agree with you because he is really cheap and I hate the cameras he uses. It's just, it looks really bad.
Yeah.
And I feel like he just gets, like, the cheapest camera he can because he's like, whatever.
Whatever, yeah.
I'll just pay myself a ton of money. But you need to see, have you seen his earliest? His earliest
stuff
is
really
good.
No, I need to. I think at the end of the day, after I've seen all of his stuff, like all of his early stuff, we're going to end up on the same page.
Yeah.
Where we're both like, he was good and now he's not good.
I don't know. I feel like he's still, he's not a director that takes himself way too seriously.
I kind of respect.
In a way?
I mean, that's how I am.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm no, like, big-name director or anything, like, yeah. by any stretch. I just am, like, hoping to direct something someday.
Yeah.
But, these things...
And he just... I just respect him because I feel like he just makes stuff that he thinks will be fun to make.
Yeah, but you can do that and still, I think, make sure it's, like, high quality. I made a movie... Like, my friends and I made a movie called Cops Who Have Guns.
Okay.
And we literally... Have I shown you that?
No, you haven't.
Oh, man, you would... Out of all people I know, you would love it. But, like, that movie is, like, we gave ourselves 3 hours and to, like, do everything. And we were like, let's literally see if we can make a movie in 3 hours. Like, write, shoot, and edit. All in 3 hours. And I did it. And it's, like, cheap and bad, but it's funny. And so, like, I love it.
When did you guys make this? How long ago was this?
This was, like, last summer.
Oh, really? Oh, okay, so this is recent.
Yeah.
That's sick. Who'd you make it with?
I made it with Jacob Ferguson and Connor Wood.
Oh, okay.
We actually did a whole thing. There was, like, 3 different groups doing it, but no one else finished except us. But,
Are you guys doing, like, a competition? Or like
just, like, for fun with our friends. We were going to see what we came up with. And I'll show you after we're done. But
okay, cool.
Shout out to Cops Who Have Guns. If you search Cops Who Have Guns, gritty crime thriller B movie on YouTube, it'll come up.
Or just Google Cops Who Have Guns.
I don't think it'll come up.
That's pretty wide.
I think you'll get some like pretty politically charged videos if you search that. But not ours. Ours
if you want some interesting reads, Google that, and it'll just take up all day.
I've been plugging my work a lot this week. I need to stop. That's
no,
not
don't
cool.
apologize. Just you can't say it because then it's not
check
as
out
subtle,
Hood.
You know, subliminal messages. Oh, look at my videos. You know, just
but yeah, I don't have anything else to say about White Chicks. I'm gonna be honest. All right, let's jump into the next pick.
Hot Fuzz, which was Jake's, but I guess. The legendary theme of Hot Fuzz.
Jake's gonna love this episode. He's gonna really love listening back to this one. I might be fired next week, guys. This might be my last episode.
As soon as he hears it, he's like, that's the soundboard.
That's not the theme. That's not the theme to Hot Fuzz.
You're supposed to play the theme of Hot Fuzz.
That's not the white chick's theme. That's a great Jake impression. He totally sounds like that.
What? That's not the white chick's theme. No, it's not the white...
Yeah.
Perfect. I've been perfecting it.
All right. Let's talk about Hot Fuzz. I love this movie.
It's a great movie. Some fuzz that is hot.
It's actually like, unlike White Chicks, really critically acclaimed.
Yeah. Well, White Chicks, I feel like White Chicks is critically acclaimed, just not in the traditional sense.
Well, let's find out. I remember watching Hot Fuzz for the first time. I think Jake actually made me watch it because I hadn't seen it. And he was like, you gotta see it, dude. Yeah. In college, he was like, made me watch it.
You seem like a huge Edgar Wright guy.
I am. Yeah. Now.
Oh, because
I had already seen, I had seen Scott Pilgrim.
Yeah.
But I hadn't seen Hot Fuzz or Shaun of the Dead, actually.
You haven't seen either of those?
I need to watch Shaun of the Dead again because I could not hear a lot of what they were saying because my friends thought it would be a good idea to do a drinking game while we watched it. Oh, and I did not drink because I wanted to enjoy the movie. But like about 15 minutes in, everyone was like yelling and like, someone was trying to braid my hair.
What?
Yeah.
That's all you remember? People were yelling and someone tried to braid
your hair? Well, I remember the whole story of the movie. Like, I followed the story. Drinking? I was not drinking.
Oh, okay. I don't remember a lot. I was just getting my hair braided.
I was sober because I really wanted to get emotionally invested in the movie. Because that's the thing that Edgar Wright does, is he'll make you laugh and he'll give you great action scenes, but he also makes you care.
Yeah.
And so... that's why I'm really bummed that I haven't seen Baby Driver yet.
Oh, you need to see it. I don't know. I think it's just because it's fresh on my mind. But yeah, that's my favorite right now. But yeah, Hot Fuzz is really good. Is that the second movie he's ever made? Hot Fuzz?
I think he made Shaun of the Dead,
first,
right?
Yeah. And then he made Space. Space was a TV show he made.
Well, yeah. He worked on Space first. Yeah. But his second movie, I think, was Hot Fuzz.
Hot Fuzz, okay.
Other than, I think he did a really, really independent movie that didn't really get much release that was called A Fistful of Fingers.
I heard of that. I heard him talk about that in an interview. I haven't seen that.
No, this movie was great. I love his, like, homages to all the other action movies that he did. Like, that's basically... like, he's basically, in a way, making spoof movies, but he's more making, like, homage movies.
Yeah.
Like, instead of making fun of the tropes of other movies, he's, like, praising it. Like, yeah. He's like, here's everything I love about cop detective-style movies. Yeah. Like, cop buddy cop movies, and he puts it all in, like, one movie.
And he always had, like, a really fast-paced style of how he cuts his shots.
Yeah. That's the thing. People would talk about how, like, if it was a traditional comedy... they would have directed, like, what is it? The sequence when he moves from where he was living to the town.
Yeah.
That sequence. In a traditional comedy movie, they would have just had, like, a skyline shot of him driving with, like, music over it.
Yeah.
But Edgar Wright does it, like, really quick cuts. Yeah. That, like, tell the story really quickly and effectively. Because, he's just a really good director.
He doesn't waste time.
Yeah.
By the way, White Chicks, Rotten Tomatoes score is 15.
Well, Rotten Tomatoes is wrong.
Audience score is 55.
Audience is better, but they're still wrong. It should be like a 97.
97.
I love that movie so much.
I'm going to read a review because we got some time to kill here. Richard Roper says, it's the worst movie of the year.
Screw you, Richard.
Richard is a top critic. I doubt that.
Richard is not a top critic. As acclaimed by his mother...
this doesn't make sense. Desson Thompson says Banshee howling awful. Howlingly awful. Well, that doesn't make sense. That response is Banshee howlingly awful.
What? Banshee howlingly awful?
That's what he said, and he's a top critic.
Oh, well, he needs to learn how to read
or all right.
Spell.
I'm not going to spend this whole time reading White Chicks reviews.
No, do it. New segment, White Chicks reviews.
We're going to do this every week. We'll read one more.
Of White Chicks reviews. Next week, we're going to read other White Chicks reviews.
We're going to read one more White Chicks review, and then we're going to move on. This one's by the audience, Bruce.
Oh.
Two first names, both the same.
Oh, no, I'm friends with him.
A movie that explains what's wrong with white women today. 1/2 star. 7 = 11 = 2005. That's a little bit sexist.
I mean...
And a little bit racist.
Wait, is he a white woman?
Bruce?
Yeah.
I think it's pretty safe.
Okay.
To assume that he's a
man. Well, then his opinion doesn't matter. Because he's not a woman.
That's true.
Yeah.
He can't chime in.
Yeah.
He doesn't know for sure.
Bruce. It could be a woman.
Bruce, like Caitlyn Jenner. That used to be Bruce.
Oh, yeah.
It could be.
I think... Did she go back?
No.
No, but no, there's like interviews where she was talking about how she was like, oh, I want to go back now.
Well, my whole thing is I don't want to get too political.
Yeah.
My whole thing is I feel like it's so much more difficult being a woman. I have so much respect. I don't know why. And I don't, I was like, why'd you choose? Like, I understand it's like a thing that some people have, but from a comedic standpoint, I'm like, yo, why would you choose to be a woman? That's just asking for, like, more work for your daily life.
Yeah. I don't know.
Why be a woman?
I love women, and I have lots of respect for them. But I think it is more difficult. Because it's more difficult to be a woman. So I'm like, if you are already a dude, it's like...
You got it easy. Like men have it way easier.
Why switch to hard mode?
Yeah.
But let's move on from that politics. This is a weird episode, guys. This is a weird one. Hiram, what do you think about Hot Fuzz?
I adore Hot Fuzz. I think it's one of my favorites of Edgar Wright's movies until I saw, like, until I rewatched Scott Pilgrim. I have more appreciation for his style, I guess.
Scott Pilgrim's one of those movies where you wouldn't think it would work.
But it does.
He's like...
It does really well.
Edgar Wright and, like, Lord and Miller are sort of in the same camp for me, where, like, they take ideas and they take concepts and properties that, like, I wouldn't be interested in, and because they're doing it, I believe that it's gonna work. Like, Lord and Miller did, like, when they were, like, they're doing a reboot of 21 Jump Street, but as a movie, I'm like, why? But then it was amazing. Same with the Lego movie. So, like, when they were on the Han Solo movie, I was like, I don't want a Han Solo movie, like, an origin story, but because they're doing it, I believe in it now. And same with Ant-Man.
Interesting news, actually, back to news a little bit. Interesting news for the Han Solo movie. Apparently, they're getting an acting coach for the guy playing Han Solo because they hate how he's doing it right now.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so I don't know.
Yeah, that's really bad.
Yeah, that's really bad.
That's bad. My whole thing was, I'm sure that guy's great.
Apparently, I feel like he's doing good. He's just not being, like, if there's a problem, because there obviously is, because they're getting him an acting coach, it's just he's not being like Harrison Ford.
Han
Solo. He's, like, just doing a different iteration.
Like, he was probably really good for what Lord and Miller cast him to do. My whole thing was, I thought they should have cast the guy from Kingsman.
Which one?
The main character.
Eggsy.
He was up for contention. He was one of their finalists. He was almost picked. And I thought they should have gone with him. I think he has way more of, like, the suave, like...
Yeah.
You know, he can pull that off way better.
I don't know. I mean, I do agree the guy who they got looks more like him.
Yeah.
And...
Well, if they do you up with the makeup, anybody
can look like that's him. True.
You know? Like, when they had pictures of him, I was like, this guy.
Yeah.
But then when they had the picture of him, like, on the Millennium Falcon, I was like, all right, he looks like him.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
Apparently, I heard that they were wanting that kid you were talking about from Kingsman.
Yeah.
There's, like, a rumor. It's really iffy, but, like, they're wanting him to play the new Wolverine.
Dude, I would be so in on that.
I don't know. I'm all, like, because, you know, that's really fresh. Wolverine ended.
But I think that, I mean, if they waited a little while and then did it, that I'd be all in.
Yeah.
I love a lot of the X-Men movies, but they need to, like, take a step back.
What was it, Apocalypse?
Apocalypse was bad.
It was terrible. It was awful.
And they need to They need to pretty much, like, they need to, like, set the reset button with whatever this New Mutants movie is. They should just take that and be like, all right, now our continuity will make sense. Mm-hmm. We're only going to move forward. We're not going to do a bunch of, like, all-over-the-place timeline stuff. Yeah. We're just going to have it start here and keep moving from here like the Marvel Cinematic Universe does. Mm-hmm. You don't see the Marvel movies, like, stretching way back in time and being like, let's find out Tony Stark's childhood, everyone's favorite film. Like, they'll do flashbacks from time to time, but, like, you know.
Oh, no, I really liked it when they started doing it. Like, Days of Future Past was awesome. Well, yeah, I love that movie.
It's come with some good movies, but yeah. I think that, like, the storyline doesn't really make sense.
I mean, if they did Apocalypse without Hugh Jackman being in it,
yeah,
then it would have been fine.
Yeah.
And it would have made sense. It would have been like, okay, we're doing a whole new thing.
Well, it makes sense that he's in it. Well, yeah, if they were going to reboot his character...
Yeah, and now they made it to where it's impossible. Yeah. They can't do that.
Yeah, if they were going to reboot his character, they should have waited and done it in that movie or in the next movie. Like, had him show up, be like, I'm Wolverine now.
Yeah, it's just that movie was lame. It was just
stupid. Yeah.
And I use that word, not lightly.
Very rarely.
Loosely.
Loosely.
Yeah, so loosely that means I use lame. It all the time.
It's lame. There were some good parts. Yeah. Magneto in the woods when his family got killed. Spoilers.
That's a spoiler alarm.
Yeah.
No, I thought that was stupid, though, because...
Oh, come on, but he was good.
No, but he was good, but they gave him a new family just to kill again.
Yeah, that was still. Really bad. I like when, like...
They're like, I like it because Michael Fassbender, they're like, okay,
he's an excellent actor.
They need to give him a really big actor-y part. Yeah. In all of them, so they're like, let's have terrible stuff keep happening to Magneto.
Because he's the best. Like, no, I love him as Magneto, and I just wish, like, I hope the next movie they make's good.
Yeah.
The Dark Phoenix are trying it again.
Okay, so it's the same cast as Apocalypse. Okay.
Yeah. They're going...
Maybe it'll be good. Maybe it'll be
good. It's called, like, X-Men Phoenix something. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Who knows? But this next one's being directed by... what's the guy's name? The guy who's written a bunch of them and has been a producer. Simon Kinberg.
Oh, okay.
He's like, this is going to be like his first big directing thing.
Oh, nice.
But he produces a lot and writes a lot. People have brought up, they're like, he wrote The Last Stand. I'm like, yeah, but the writing in The Last Stand wasn't really the problem.
Yeah.
It was part of it. But I think that was like 50%. I think the directing was more of an issue.
I don't know. Well, yeah, thinking back, it was been so long since I've seen Last Stand.
That one had way more problems than, like, because it was on track to be a pretty good movie when Bryan Singer was still on it.
Yeah.
And then he left, and then Cyclops wanted to leave to be in both movies.
Yeah.
And one of the producers was like, no, you can't do that. And he was like, why not? I have room in my schedule for both. And so he killed him off in the middle of the movie for no reason. A lot of their writing issues stemmed from, like, outside of the movie problems.
They never explained how Patrick Stewart came back.
They did, but it wasn't in the movies. So apparently it was, like, he had a twin brother who was in a coma and his, like, consciousness passed into him. Doesn't make sense.
What? Wait, where do they say that?
I don't know. I just was told that they said that at some point.
That's stupid. It's lame.
Lame.
Lame. General consensus.
Oh, also, this is like, we're all over the place with this one. We're so unorganized.
Oh, yeah, we're hot fuzz.
But, also...
This is easily the tangent episode.
This is the tangent episode. When Jake leaves, we all go off the rails.
Yeah.
He keeps us in line. I'm sorry.
No rules this time.
There's no rules. But... They confirmed, this is like news, but it's like not really news. They confirmed that, you know, the kid in Iron Man 2, when Iron Man lands next to that kid who has the Iron Man mask and like puts his hand up, they confirmed that was Peter Parker, who's now Spider-Man, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah, I heard about that. That makes that movie a little bit cooler.
Yay, Iron Man 2.
I
don't dislike Iron Man 2. I just think that they took a lot of steps back in terms of his character development.
Yeah.
Like, they were like, he's a good person now. And then the second movie starts with him, like...
Back to being a bad...
douchebag again. Yeah.
They're like, well, we need him to be turned into a good guy again. We need to have the same arc. Didn't he already go through this?
They don't do that anymore. Marvel's good at character consistency now.
And I do like Sam Rockwell in it, though. I'm a big Sam Rockwell fan.
I like Sam Rockwell in literally everything I've ever in.
Have you seen Moon?
I haven't seen Moon.
Oh,
but
that's
I have
a great
seen,
movie.
But I have seen The Way, Way Back.
That's a great movie,
which
too.
Might be my favorite I've ever seen him. Because I love him as, like, I have it.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
I love him as, like, a role model character.
Yeah.
And, like, as a father figure.
Well, you need to, if you like, say, no, you, I think my favorite's Moon. Moon, you need to watch. That's a really great movie.
That's what I've heard. I've heard it's an underrated gem.
Yeah. And Kevin Spacey plays, like, the android that's in it. And apparently he wouldn't do it until he saw the movie. And then he was like, if it's all right. And then he saw the movie, he's like, okay. And so they, like, re-recorded his voice for it. Yeah. And
that's appropriate. Yeah. Kevin Spacey.
Yeah.
In a space movie.
Kevin's feeling Jake's gonna hate this.
Jake's gonna hate this episode. All right. So does anyone have anything else to say about Hot Fuzz? I really like that movie.
A great movie.
I like it from top to bottom. I think it's a near perfect movie.
Bottom to top, top to bottom.
Bottom to top,
hot
top
fuzz.
Middle in both directions. Middle out.
When the fuzz is hot, it's time for a good time.
All right. Well, let's check the emails.
I've been saving that one. All right. Well, we got emails.
Let me sign.
Check them email.
Checking some emails here. Yes.
And we have no emails.
Nice. Sweet.
We're going to have James's sound effect hour instead. All right, well, let's move into the picks. First, I'm going to play the picks theme. I think they reuse the same composer a few times.
Yeah, those jerks. They think we don't notice.
Yeah. So what are we going to do this week, guys? We're doing a Nicolas Cage theme next week.
All right.
Confirmed. And I'll lead us off right off the bat. My Nicolas Cage movie of the week for the next show is National Treasure.
Nice.
Good Damn one. It!
All right, Hiram.
Totally good one.
Well, I could pick Kick-Ass if you want.
Oh, that is. Yeah, that counts.
Hiram, have you seen Kick-Ass?
Yeah, I've seen Kick-Ass.
It's an excellent movie, not Kick-Ass 2, though. That movie's pretty bad.
I haven't seen it. I gave it to Jake as a present, and then the next time I saw him, he's like, yeah, I threw that out the window, and I was like, okay.
Yeah, we watched
it. I guess it was really bad.
We watched it at school.
I felt bad because I got it for him, and he was like, yes, and then he saw it, and it was really bad.
Well, Jim Carrey was good in it.
Yeah,
Jim
I heard
Carrey
it was the
dies
best part.
Like in the beginning.
Yeah,
and you're like, oh no, yeah,
you ruined it.
Well,
no,
I
I'm
saved
kidding.
You some
I'm
time.
See.
I'm not even gonna hit the little spoilers whiskers sound effect on that one because if you heard that, just don't
good.
Watch it.
He just saved you 2 hours.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Yeah, I heard it.
Which
was
is why
bad.
I'm really relieved that Matthew Vaughn's coming back for Kingsman 2, because
yeah, it looks...
because Kingsman 1. Was great, and Kick-Ass 1 was great, but when he doesn't come back for his sequels, they
then
don't turn out
terrible.
Good. Because
yeah.
no one
People,
can do his style.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like I'm if Edgar Wright made a movie, and somebody tried to come in and do his style in the the sequel, you can't copy it. Or like if someone tried to do Guardians of the Galaxy 2, it would have been a disaster.
Well, that's kind of my beef with Ant-Man, though, because it was like, I could totally tell. Like, I liked the movie.
Yeah, it's a fine movie.
But watching, I was like, if Edgar Wright was directing this, this would be 10 times better.
It would be like... top tier Marvel material. Because,
like, what was it? When Michael Peña is, like, telling about the plan.
Yeah,
that whole sequence, I was like, this is very Edgar Wright-y. Because he still helped write it.
Yeah.
Edgar Wright, right? Come on, click it. Good.
All right, Hiram, what's your pick?
For the Nicolas Cage thing?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, what was your pick?
My pick was National Treasure.
Okay, mine is gonna be Ghost Rider because it's bad.
Ghost Rider,
nice.
Dang it, we Good still one. Have on the board. We still have Kick-Ass and The Rock. I've never seen The Rock actually.
I'm going
Can
to
you pick,
pick
The Rock.
I'm going to pick The Vampire's Kiss.
No,
Have you heard of this? Have you heard of this?
I know what movie that is.
It's so good. Have you seen it?
I've seen enough. You once made us sit through Vampire's Kiss Best Moments. It was a long YouTube
it's
video.
It's so good. That movie's hysterical. It's about Nicolas Cage.
All right. That means I changed mine to Kick-Ass then.
Oh, okay.
Change yours to Kick-Ass? All right. So, so our picks for the week are National Treasure, Kick-Ass, and Vampire's Kiss.
Nice.
All right. Well, that's it.
That's
guys.
A wrap.
We solved it. We got
the podcast, guys.
This is our shortest podcast ever. We're still under an hour.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So.
Well, my treat. For all of you who have been saying it's been too long, well, I guess we solved that problem. It was Jake's fault.
Yeah, thanks, Jake.
Thanks, Jake, for making all the other ones too long.
Confirmed, Jake is fired.
Yeah, confirmed. And our podcasts will be way less structured and way shorter from now on.
Confirmed.
All right. We will catch you on the flip side.
Chop lip.